just one halakha in the laws of Borer that we've been studying. We know that, again, the rule, when foods are mixed together, one may take the good from the bad with his hands in order to eat it miyad, immediately. Our question today is there the subject of borer that is applied to peeling certain vegetables? For example, a person wants to peel an onion or a garlic on Shabbat. The question is it borer? Why shouldn't it be borer? Because maybe you'd argue that over here, nothing is mixed together. The peel is just over the garlic or the onion, but it's not mixed. So you're just taking something that's on top of something and you're removing it. So maybe the laws of borer don't apply. There's actually an opinion of the Tal Orot that holds like that. He says, since there's no borer by peeling a vegetable like that, so he allows you to peel it, let's say, in the morning, even for later in the afternoon. Because since it's not borer, so the conditions of borer are not applicable. However, that is not the opinion of the Magen Abraham and other Acharonim that are Mahmir. And they say that since it's attached, so that's considered as if it's mixed. And therefore you would have a problem of borer. And that's why the Ramah writes in the Halakha, in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, that if a person wants to peel onions on Shabbat, or to peel garlic, he must do it only close to the Saudah. Because if he would do it for later, it would be a problem of borer. So again, if a person wants to peel onions on Shabbat and garlic, he must be careful to only do it close to the Seudah, like we mentioned in a previous halakha. This is also the opinion of the Menuchat Ahava. However, it should be pointed out that there are certain fruits that when you peel them, some of the fruit comes off with the peel. For example, if a person is peeling, let's say, a mango or certain melons, that when you peel it, it's automatically some of the fruit comes off. So that is not considered borer, because that's just like separating a fruit from a fruit. Two sames. And Halakha says to separate two sames is okay. So therefore, the Halakha, if a person, for example, wanted to make a fruit salad using these type of fruits over here, it would be a mango and a melon, things that when you peel it, some of the fruit comes off with it. That would be mutar to peel it in the morning for lady use, since that is not considered borer. But let's compare that to an orange, where when one peels an orange, just the peel comes off alone. So therefore, there would be a problem of borer on that. And therefore, you can only peel an orange close to the usage, which means right before the meal, before you're planning on eating it. So again, we said a halakha that one should be careful when peeling onions and garlic on Shabbat. Only samuk l'seuda, the same law would apply to oranges. However, fruits that when you peel them, some of the fruit comes off. The halakha, the Menuchat Ahava says it's mutar, even if it is for later usage, because the laws of borer are not applicable. Just one more example of borer, which would be a problem, is peeling a banana on Shabbat. Since when one peels a banana, usually the peel is just peel alone and no fruit, so therefore if one wants to peel a banana on Shabbat, he can only peel it close to the time that he wants to eat it. However, he cannot peel it in the morning for later usage.